This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honour motherhood differently. Welcome back, mamas. It's been a little while. This year certainly has made it difficult to be consistent in some parts of my life. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I broke my hand a couple of months ago. Here in Sydney, Australia, we're facing lockdowns again, thanks to COVID-19. Just general struggles of navigating a new family system as my husband and I have separated. So many changes. And for the first time in a very long time in my life, I've had to be okay with showing up when I can, like this podcast. I've been podcasting about motherhood and matrescence for years, hundreds and hundreds of episodes released every week. And yet, 2021 has seen me unable to meet those deadlines. Oh, what that has brought up, I tell you. It has forced me once again to redefine what it looks like to be a mama, a woman, a successful woman, a healthy and happy one. I have had to be okay with knowing that my energy is finite. My time is finite. And at the moment, in this season of my life, this is the best I can do. I share this with you because I think part of what we struggle with so much with motherhood and womanhood and this time in our life is letting go of the plans and the way we think it should be. We very much set these ideas in place and we keep ourselves accountable to them, because if we let them go, if we change them, if we admit we can't do it like we thought we could, it feels like a failure. This sense of failure is a learnt behaviour, Mama. It is a learnt behaviour set right from when we were little kids that says you have to do what you say you're going to do. You have to complete what you start. You have to follow through. You have to be strong. You have to keep going no matter what. Gosh, this has been the biggest lesson of my life. How can I be okay with changing direction, changing plans, changing who I am, changing my mind? How can I be okay with being emotional, with admitting that it's too much for me right now? My sense of identity, my whole life, was built on the rock-solid foundation that I show up when I say I'm going to show up, that I am ambitious and determined. I push through. When I was just 15 years old, I spent a year in Japan as an exchange student. When I landed, I knew the grand total of about 4 Japanese words. In those 12 months that I was living in a Japanese family that hardly spoke any English, I had to find a level of resilience and courage within me that I have drawn upon for the rest of my life. Even now, in my 40s, and as I face yet again a moment of change in my life, I draw on that courage and resilience and strength it took for me to stay in that family for a year. How much I grew, how much it formed who I am. But I have reflected a lot on this. And I think, in a way, that determination I showed when I was 15 has actually become a bit of a heavy load to carry. I was so proud of what I did, and it formed a sense of self that was so strong that it's been very difficult for me not to be that strong, resilient, and persistent again. It became such a strong part of who I thought I was, what I was proud about myself, that to be anything less than that felt so incredibly uncomfortable. But what I see now is that those skills of resilience and courage and strength at that time in my life was needed. I needed to dig deep and find that. I had no choice, really. It was, yes, the forming of me and the making of me, and I wouldn't change it forever. But do I keep that forever? Do I have to be that resilient? Do I have to push on through? Do I have to be terribly unhappy and scared and keep going anyway? No, I don't think so. I think there's a time and a place for the grit. There's a time and a place to say, I have to keep going right now. And we can do this as mothers when we need to. Think about those moments where you may have been in emergency rooms with your baby and you haven't slept for days and you can keep on going. That's the grit that we need in those moments. I needed grit to get through those 12 months as a teenager in a foreign country. And I've needed grit to get through some really difficult moments since then with my kids, in my marriage, in my life. But do we have to live with that grit day in, day out? No. And that's what I think matrescence, which is simply a way to describe the beautiful opportunity you have right now to look at who you are and how you're changing. Matrescence is a chance for you to realize that you don't have to carry that armor of pushing through no matter what. That there are times of saying, no, not right now. In this season, right now, it's not about me hustling. It's not about me pushing. It's not about me striving and doing it all and proving that I'm superwoman and that I haven't changed. In my teachings, we call this part grace. Grace is when you say, I let it go today. Grace is when you choose rest rather than pushing through that email and that deadline. Grace is reaching out to someone and saying, I'm having a hard time today. Could you take the kids for a few hours? Grace is letting go, even if you don't want to. Even when things like a relationship, health, a career are coming to an end, it's been able to say, I trust this. I'm not going to fight this anymore. I let it go. Being a mama requires both grit and grace. It is the divine balance between choosing when we do need to push and strive and keep on going, because we have to. They need us. And we can. We can do this. As Glennon Doyle says, we can do hard things. This is what we are able to draw on when we need. But that is not the way we're meant to live forever and ever. Our world celebrates when we do push through. Our world congratulates us when we get through a really hard time and we're resilient and climb that mountain and overcome that hurdle, when we hustle. Our world does not celebrate when we let go, when we go quiet, when we retreat back into our homes, back into our health, back into bed, to rest. When we say no thank you to the promotion, because right now I want to be with my babies. Our world doesn't celebrate the grace it takes to let go of something that's not working, to listen to your tired body, to go to the doctors about your anxiety. All of these parts are, in my mind, just as courageous as the grit. It takes such courage to live with grace, to switch out of that grit, to tell yourself it's okay that you're not doing it all right now. This is the season for less. This is the season for slow. Listen to your nervous system. Look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, and see what you really need. And listen to it. You can draw on that grit when you need it. You know you can. You've done it. You've proven to everybody that you can do hard things, that you can get back up and go back to work or feed that baby another time over and over again. You've proven it, beautiful mama. Is it time for you now to let that go a little? To be in the grace? To honor and celebrate the slow as well as the fast? That's what this podcast has taught me in 2021. I have had grit and resilience around this work for so many years. And the success that it has brought is phenomenal. To see women all over the world now learning about matrescence, teaching the Mama Rising way of supporting a woman through matrescence, all of the things that have come from those years of grit is phenomenal. But what I'm learning now instead is that the same level of success can come from grace, from me saying, I'm not doing that this week, my babies need me. I'm not doing that this week, my heart is broken. Showing up where I need to and trusting that the rest will come. Surrendering it, trusting the timing, knowing that my Dharma will wait for me. And if you haven't heard that episode of the podcast, please go back and listen to that. It is one of the most popular episodes on my podcast ever. Episode 74, Your Dharma Will Wait For You with Deborah Poneman. A simple mantra that changed my life. So, my invitation to you today, beautiful mama, is you know your grit now. You know you can do hard things. You know that when the baby needs you or the toddler needs you or that thing needs to be done, you can find it within you to keep on going. That's what you've done. That's what you do. But can you switch that off? We're not meant to live in that state forever, and not everything needs that level of energy and hustle. So where is the grace? Where do you need to let go and say, this is as much as I can do right now. I hope this lands deep in your heart and allows you to exhale a little. Thank you for being with me through all of this. Sat Nam.